Have you made sure that your little pup's going to be safe over Easter? It's a dangerous time for dogs. Dr. John Mason is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. Hello, Dr. Mason.
How are you, Alex?
So is Easter usually a busy time for the vet?
Usually a busy time. Usually it's more panic stations rather than true emergencies, thankfully, at Easter. In terms of chocolate ingestion is probably the thing that we see a lot of over Easter, mainly with dogs. Cats are actually more sensitive to chocolate than dogs, but
really?
They are, but they're smart enough not to eat it generally, as opposed to the dogs. So chocolate has, obviously people know it's got caffeine in it, and then it's also got some drugs called theobromines in it, which sort of give you the feel-good effects of chocolate over a couple of hours in humans, but dogs and cats are very sensitive to that. So the signs we sort of see if dogs get into chocolate are sort of early signs are sort of vomiting and diarrhea, and that can happen when they eat anything unusual. But then if they eat too much, they can extend into sort of having heart arrhythmias and then even seizures and then further complications from that. So it can get serious, but kind of don't panic too much in terms of there are different sort of levels of chocolate toxicities in terms of what type of chocolate. So white and milk chocolate are sort of right down the lower end of the toxicity levels. And then you get up into the darker chocolates and the cooking chocolates. They can become quite dangerous. So
really? So the dark chocolate is more dangerous for the dogs?
Very much so. Right. And especially the cooking chocolates. So, those, I think, was it the Yugara bakers? They've got to be careful. Be careful out there. So that's the so the milk chocolates are sort of roughly for a 10 kilo dog to sort of start getting sort of signs that you'd be worried about. They might have to have sort of 150 grams of milk chocolate, which I think those blocks are sort of around about 180 grams or so. Although you can probably get all different sizes. Whereas for a sort of a darker chocolate, you might only need sort of 20 or 40 grams of that. So it's a much less.
Much less. Yeah.
And the cooking chocolates are the real danger sort of thing, and the dry cocoa powders.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I guess there's different breeds susceptible based on the way that they behave. Like I'm thinking of, the golden retrievers will get into anything, but are there different breeds that kind of react to the chocolate?
No, not so much how they react. Definitely there are different breeds that are more prone to it. And as you said, the labs and the golden retrievers are notorious. Thankfully, they're bigger dogs, so they can obviously handle a lot more.
Okay.
And a lot of the time, the dogs actually sort of almost self-regulate in terms of if they have too much chocolate, they'll vomit, and that's clearing the system for them. So it's lucky like that. But what do you do if you're worried about things? There are online sort of calculators that you can tap in the weight of your dog and the type of chocolate can give you an idea of the severity of things. But obviously, if you've got any concerns, call your vet. Mm. Yeah, that's the number one thing there.
When should we call the vet? I mean, if they've eaten the chocolate and we're not sure how much it is, we just see some wrappers around it and a bit of, chocolate on its mouth.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. It's hard to say if you don't know how much they've had. So if you do call the vet, try and get an idea of how much they've had in terms of grams and what type of chocolate it is.
Okay.
But as I said, there are sort of online calculators that you can sort of tap a bit of stuff in that give you a bit of an idea of whether you need to take it to the vet or whether it's something that you can just keep an eye on at home.
Sure.
So, yeah.
We're 2 minutes off 10 o'clock, but just before you go, Dr. Mason, I just wanted to ask, you mentioned this before, apparently grapes aren't any good for them either.
Yeah, grapes, sultanas and raisins, it's a funny one in terms of with chocolate, there are certain levels. With grapes, it can cause kidney problems. They don't really know. There are certain levels that have been shown to cause, minimum levels that have been shown to cause kidney problems, but they don't really know exactly what the minimum dose is. So small amounts can have problems. There seems to be very much an idiosyncratic, they call it, an individual sensitivity. So some dogs could eat a heap and be fine. Another dog might eat only a small amount.
Right.
Just to give you a rough idea, though, sort of for grapes, it might be sort of, some of those bigger grapes are about 10 grams each. You might need sort of two of those per kilo of dogs. So for a 10-kilo dog, 20 of those big grapes. So a few of those. The raisins and sultanas, obviously being more concentrated, they need less of those. But you still might need, and this is to cause sort of the kidney failure problems, you might need sort of a tablespoon for a 10-kilo dog sort of thing and stuff.
Right, okay. So keep your chocolate away, but keep your grapes and your fruits away
grapes
as
and
well.
Fruits away as
there
well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dr. Mason, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good on you. That's Dr. John Mason there from the Orange Vet Hospital.